Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Here on this program, we stop short of making any predictions about the upcoming presidential race. But we do know that sometimes a look at the past can help us prepare for the future. So we're again calling on our friend, historian Kenneth Davis, for a little help. He's the author of Don't Know Much About History. And today he's talking about one-term presidents and what the failure to win re-election means for their legacy.
Jim Morrison and the Doors used to sing.
Love me two-time, baby.
It's a catchy tune that most presidents dance to. And as we shift from primaries to the general election, the question will become, is President Obama a two-timer, or is he one and done? Let's see what history says, because about a dozen presidents were elected in their own right, but held office for only one term. And a few themes run through these one-hit wonders. The first...
So I've got big shoes to fill, and I'll do the best I can.
John Adams, the first one-termer, had the thankless task of slipping into the large boots of George Washington. A few other one-termers suffered similar fates. Van Buren followed Andrew Jackson, William Taft replaced Theodore Roosevelt, and the elder George Bush succeeded Reagan, each one a very tough act to follow. A second strike?
We take care of our own.
Not having Bruce Springsteen-like man of the people quality, lacking that common touch. Like Dad, John Quincy Adams was a one-termer. It might lead you to think there was an Adams family curse, but Quincy was cast as an elitist in contrast to the man who defeated him, Andrew Jackson, the ultimate man of the people. But the biggest reason that presidents fail to win a second term is simple.
The economy, stupid. It's the dollar, it's the pound, and it's...
Martin Van Buren was no Andrew Jackson, but he really was done in by an economy that fell into a death spiral in 1837. Herbert Hoover, tough to win votes with the country suffering through the Great Depression. Jimmy Carter, runaway inflation and an energy crisis brought him down in 1980. And George H.W. Bush, besides being in the shadow cast by Reagan, he was done in by a sharp recession and slow recovery. So, where does that leave the incumbent? Hoping that people will?
Love me two-time, baby.
President Obama won a legitimate election. He wasn't following a popular president. And his touch with the people? That depends on who you ask. So, it may well come down to the answer to that very famous question.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Well, we'll see what song you're singing in November.
Love me two-time.
That's Kenneth Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. And to give us your favorite one-hit wonders, either in music or in politics, you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're also asking for your favorite presidential slogans today, or the ones you might suggest. If you were running the Romney or Obama campaigns, what slogan would you create for your candidate? A listener in Denver sent us this text. Romney, working to improve our economy. Obama, corporate raider or caped crusader. And then a listener in Boston sent this text. For Romney, summer means flip-flops, so vote for me. And Obama, technically the destruction of a nation is change. Well, sarcastic or not, send us your suggestions for campaign slogans at 877-8-MY-TAKE.